acclaimed integrative medicine expert, Dr. Holly Lucille.
Think well, act well, be well.
Inherently you.
Hey, 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 it is Dr. Holly Lucille here, but you know what? You can just call me Holly. Yep, you can. And this is my brand new podcast series, Inherently You. Today, it's brought to you by the Institute of Natural Medicine. I am so excited. Now, on this program, usually I'm going to say, we're going to talk to this superb guest or that superb guest, but today, it's just you and me. Yep, I'm going to introduce a little bit about the concept of Inherently You. So for me, just in short, it's kind of all about you being well in here. And if you could see me right now, I'm pointing to my heart, to my head, to my hands, like each individual person being well, because I have to tell you something. You know, what I've seen throughout the years has been amazing. We now, more than ever, have access to so much information on health and wellness. I mean, listen, I've contributed to it. I've added to it. I've been on Dr. Oz. I've been on The Doctors. I have posted and tweeted and pushed out blogs and articles. I have lectured around the country and so much more. And you know what? I also notice that there's all sorts of apps, these incredible apps we have, right? And wearables too. Okay. So all of the technology, you name it, they're all designed to give us more information about ourselves and how to get and stay healthy, right? I love that. But here's what I don't love. And this is what I want sort of Inherently You to be all about. What I see in the stats is that our chronic health issues are continuing to be on the rise. So there's a huge gap there, right? All this information, all these wearables, all of these apps. And I want to go through some stats, okay, with you, because they're shocking to me and it's really motivating me to get into this gap and help people do something a little bit different, help people really understand what it is, you know, to be what information they need, or better yet, what understanding they need to be well in here for, you know, for in their own selves, in their lives, with their families, because all that information, it's all cookie cutter. What is the right for you? So let me go through these stats. I don't want to bore you, but I think that it's absolutely amazing to me. Here it is. Cancer is among the leading cause of death worldwide. In 2016, this is an estimated 1,600,000 new causes of cancer, were diagnosed. Approximately 600,000 people will die from that disease, okay? And based on the most current data, approximately 39.6% of men and women will be diagnosed with cancer at some point during their lives. We've got all of this research and all of this awareness, but like I said, I see those numbers continuing to go on the rise. I'm going to talk about cardiovascular disease. It's the leading cause of global death for both men and women, and accounts for more than 17.3 million deaths per year. And that's expected to grow 23.6 million by the year of 2030. Okay, so once again, continuing to be on the rise. I see the same with diabetes. I see the same with pre-diabetes, right? So developing type 2 diabetes. I mean, diabetes is the seventh leading cause of death in the United States. About 9% of the American population has diabetes. And about 27% of the people with diabetes, they don't even know it. But here's the thing. This is the number that I want you to take into account. The number of Americans with diabetes is expected to increase about 165% from the year 2000 to the year 2050. All right. So once again, I am seeing that all of this information we have out there now more than ever, but our chronic health issues continue to be on the rise. And, you know, those stats certainly drive me crazy. But what I also see that bothers me is that I see it in my private practice, and I certainly see it amongst my friends and family, and sometimes even with me, that we have simple health goals that we want to accomplish. We want to perhaps lose weight. We want to get more sleep. We want to have more organic energy throughout the day. We want to, I don't know, think just better thoughts, right? There's a lot going on in our world right now. And guess what? What I see as well is I see people not being able to align themselves, whether it's, you know, they're align their actions to meet these desires that they have, to be at an ideal weight, to get those cholesterol numbers down. I don't see it happening nice, but I do see the desires. So that is what Inherently You is all about. I want people to be well in here and be able to think well, act well, be well. My idea of this is that if we can align our heart, that's our big, big desires that we have, or little ones, you know, with our head, and that's our thoughts and how we think about the world we live in and how we interpret all of this information, and then our hands, our actions, what we do about it. All of those things, I think, are so, so very important. Now, what led me to Inherently You? Well, mostly, I think, you know, it's my experience as being a naturopathic doctor. And you're like, oh, what? That's right. We're going to talk about what a naturopathic doctor is and how I think about health and healing and wholeness and medicine, because it brought me to having a podcast like this. It brought me to being wanting to get more information out there. And it's a tough job. This is a pretty public platform, right? But I think I want to help individualize a lot of this information. I want to empower folks to take in information and really connect the dots so that they understand it in a way that they can make better choices for themselves and their family. All right. So, you know, I grew up the daughter of two pharmacists. I grew up in the Midwest. My dad climbed the corporate ladder of one of the largest pharmaceutical companies at the time. And I got to tell you, my healthcare, it sort of looked like this. If there was something going on the outside of me, I was to put like a branded Neosporin ointment on it because, you know, there were samples all over the place and that's what they had in the house. If there was something going on in the inside of me, they would say, oh, just here, take this. And that was the branded ibuprofen of the company. And even at this young age, when I was growing up, I questioned this style of healthcare. I was like, I drove my parents crazy. I was like, what? Like, why? Is it going to hurt me? Is there anything else I can do? Is there anything else I can eat? I had this curiosity about wanting to be more comprehensive in my own healthcare, even as a little kid. And I drove them crazy. They, I think, were thought to believe that they brought the wrong kid home from the hospital. The real, you know, allopathic daughter is out there somewhere. I just had this burning desire. I remember, you know, young. And then when I was, you know, sort of looking around and seeing what I wanted to do as far as a vocation, go to school and college, I really was all over the place. Independent studies, holistic medicine was definitely there, but I was like, you know, what is there? So here's what happened to me. I was sort of surfing around trying to figure out, and I went to this volunteer class. I was going to volunteer in the hospital, and I learned during that class that that when patients get admitted to the hospital, sometimes they lose their rights, you know, their right to privacy, their right to choose. And I got incensed. I mean, this really lit a fire for me. And I was like, I got to get in there and help. So I sought out a nursing school. So I went to a bachelor's degree nursing school, Kirchhoff School of Nursing, Allendale, Michigan, Grand Valley State University. And guess what happened? I had a great education. I thought, okay, great biomedical sciences, all of these lovely things. But when it came to the science of nursing, I felt the same way in the program. And I felt the same way towards my instructors for them that I did towards my parents. I was like, oh, I just kept asking these questions. Why? I was underwhelmed, I guess, with this sort of reductionistic way of doing things and doctor's orders. And there was just certainly something I was searching for that I wasn't getting. But at the time, started to get a little depressed because I thought, well, what's the common denominator here? It's me. I must just be a very, very difficult person, right? Well, then it was one of those life-defining moments. You know what they are, right? You know, you've had many of them. But I was home. I think I'd just taken boards for nursing school, and I was working in ICU, and I thought, oh boy, this is it. And then I got a catalog for the Omega Institute. It's in New York, and I was just flipping through it and all these courses, and I came across this holistic nursing. Well, what in the heck is holistic nursing? And I called the number, and within 2 weeks, I was on a plane starting my postgraduate education in holistic nursing. And I got to tell you, that first meeting with the Holistic Nursing Association was a lot of the answers to these questions that I've been asking my entire life, the whys. It was where I learned that, you know, it isn't my education that really counted. It was how I got to apply that education to people. It was that there was more universal ways, more comprehensive ways of thinking about things, that there were so many different aspects and that you could be focused on the individual person. knowing and honoring that the individual is, gosh, so darn unique and special. And that knowledge needs to be taken in by a healthcare practitioner because it totally guides treatment. We're also different. We've had different experiences. Biochemically, we're different. I mean, if you get into some of the epigenetics that is going on, we are also different, and all of that information is very important. And so it was actually through the American Holistic Nursing Association that I found out about the science of naturopathic medicine. Now, those of you that have known me and been around me and certainly heard me before know that I think there is value in all systems of medicine. I really do. I have nothing against allopathic, reductionistic Western medicine. I have gotten in a horrible motorcycle accident. I was very thankful for that system of medicine. I blew out my shoulder with a bad fall walking my dog about 5 years ago. I was very thankful for medications for pain, for sleep after my surgery, for my surgeon, for sure. You know, but I think that there's a time and a place for everything. And other systems of medicine, like chiropractic medicine and traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine, all of those systems of medicine, they're amazing, and their roots are just full of knowledge and application in our modern day. Now, I want to go into naturopathic medicine because and tell you a little bit more about it, because that sort of it's my thinking. It's how I apply my thought process when I partner with folks in my private practice here in Los Angeles, and it's how I apply my thinking to the information that I want people to get, but also facilitate it through their own heart, head, and hands so they can get that really fundamental understanding. Big difference between information, right? I think there's a lot of information out there, sometimes misinformation, sometimes sort of a guidance overload. I see that all the time where people are, you know, I'll turn into this podcast, yes, I'll get this newsletter, and I'll, be associated with this blog, and I'll go to this doctor, and I'm going to, get this ebook, and they get so much information, but they end up not doing anything because of sort of the overload of it. I do want to guard against that, but back to naturopathic medicine. So first of all, it's really important. There's principles that I follow, okay, that sort of really are the guiding principles of my thought process, and it's the oath that I took when I graduated the Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine in Tempe, Arizona. So first, do no harm. Now, I know that's sort of an oath that we all take, even conventional doctors, but we really try to utilize the most natural and least invasive methods to diagnose and treat. Okay. And one of those is truly asking really good questions about, to our patients and getting that information. Listening is such an important diagnostic tool. Okay. And I spend a lot of time with my patients because I have a lot of questions, and their answers lead me to other questions. And so that's very important. Respecting, this is a big one. And this is a big one for everything that we're going to be talking about on the Inherently You podcast. The body has an innate ability to heal itself. And to respect that opens up so many different avenues, because we can ask good questions like, if that's the case, then hey, well, what's in the way? What's in the way of its doing its job? What can we help to remove so the body can heal itself? So that's another one, respecting that power of nature, because in nature, you see it all the time. Nature continually heals itself. And that's what our bodies are like as well. Totally identify and treat the cause. It's another principle. You've got to look beyond the symptoms. Certainly pay attention to the symptoms. I think that's incredibly important. But get to that root cause so people can really heal from the inside out. There's so many people that come in and they're attached to a diagnosis, right? Either chronic fatigue or fibromyalgia, maybe an autoimmune Hashimoto's thyroiditis or something. I don't really care about diagnosis. I mean, certainly it gives us a language to talk with each other. I care about the mechanism behind the diagnosis. What's the story behind that person? The story behind the tissue? How did we get there? And, if you really believe in the inherent ability for the body to heal, then we don't have to have people walking around with these diagnoses. We can actually just remove obstacles, stimulate healing, totally fun stuff, shed those diagnoses, and get people to be really well and to be really whole. Doctor is teacher. I think that is why I'm here, right? So Docere in Latin, doctor, docere means to teach. I think when people are informed, they are empowered. And so taken to the radio, taken to this podcast to get as much empowerment out there for the people as I can. And that's exactly what I do in my practice. And once again, I don't want to just add to the information without any meaning. I really want the things that we talk about in Inherently You podcast to I want to drill down a little bit deeper, like probiotics, you know, very, very important. I'm doing a big talk in Orlando around probiotics, but I don't want people just to know that they should take probiotics, maybe which strain they should take for their individual characteristics or qualities that they have going on. More information. What's the potency what are some of the stability, what to look for, what to maybe watch out for when it comes to natural products. I want to get in there just a little bit deeper with all of these topics that are out there. So treating the whole person, I got two more principles here. Treating the whole person. Yes, I think physical symptoms definitely get people's attention, and usually that's why they come in. But it is my job to understand that that person is so much more than their physical manifestations, and that I honor their heart and their mind and their relationships with themselves and other people in the environment, and look at them as individuals and whole individuals at that. And my last principle is just really focusing on overall health, wellness, and disease prevention. So prevention is the cure, okay? And I think now more than ever, with the uncertain times regarding insurance, that the best, probably and most cost-effective insurance is just to not get sick, right? So we're going to be talking about that. Those are the principles, guiding principles that help me. And, you know, I'm a little bit more into this. You know, I have a license here in California to practice primary care medicine, and that means that I can write scripts if I need to, believe it or not. My education was very rigorous, not only in modalities that are somewhat complementary to Western reductionistic conventional medicine, but also in the rigors of science. But here's another thing that guides me, okay? It's something called the therapeutic order. And I want to review this as well. So it means that, you know, it's a set of guidelines to help me completely resolve patient symptoms and address underlying causes while using the least force using the least force safely as possible, okay? So first, the determinants of health. I want to be able to help my patient establish the foundations for optimal health, okay? So identifying and removing the obstacles to cure and assessing those determinants of health. There are so many people that actually, we can stop right here, come in, and I really, truly, with just some dietary modifications and lifestyle interventions that just help them get along their way. But then you can go up this therapeutic order, being able to recognize that self-healing mechanism. So that's important. Up the therapeutic order, support and restore the weakened systems, okay? So aid regeneration of perhaps organs. Like I see this a lot with liver health, especially in our modern day with our environmental exposure. Address physical alignments, that's important. Definitely apply natural symptom control. Then on top, synthetic symptom control, relief, okay, so we can use drugs there, and then the high force interventions, surgery, etc. So it's this therapeutic order where we start with this huge foundation, and I go up there, and you know, sometimes I have to tell you this, it's not about us or them, it's not about, you know, Prozac versus St. John's wort. That's not, it makes it too simple. It's about following these principles. It's about honoring the self-healing ability of the body. And it's about looking at everybody as an individual. Extremely, extremely important. I was having a discussion with an endocrinologist, and we were just going over a case, and he was talking about a friend of his that was really into holistic medicine and being very healthy and aspired to eat well and clean, but he was going in to have a hip replacement. And the doctor that I was talking to was just surprised at it, kind of had some judgment. And I said, you know, there are plenty of times and I gave several examples at the time that a hip replacement is basically integrative care. It is what should be integrated at that time. Sometimes that's what's needed. You know, can we have better outcomes with a surgery like that if we practice good nutrition pre-op and post-op? Sure, we can integrate more modalities in there in that situation, but it's not bad or good. I mean, and I think that's my biggest thing too about Inherently You. It's not bad or skinny, bad or good. It's being able to just be the best you, you know, and you being able to go to sleep at night and wake up in the morning and just really feel good about the choices that you've made, the follow through that you've had. And guess what? If it's not happening, that's okay too. We can sort of get into that gap and figure out why. That's the fun part. I mean, I think that's the fun part of my medicine. It's like, all right, where are there obstacles to cure? Well, if somebody's incongruent with what they want, with what they know, and with what they're doing with all that knowledge, then that's an obstacle. And let's just get curious. I mean, I think that's the other thing that I'd like to do. I get curious before critical. I encourage everybody that I talk to, and certainly I have to remind myself, because I'm not perfect and it shows up all the time, you know, and that's, I'm another big, you know, sort of piece of lesson that I, constant lesson that I continue to, you know, I myself in my life and how I think and how I act and what I desire, you know, I continue to learn and try to get deeper and better within my own self. So I can share the tips and tricks, I guess, of just being alive, but being able to get curious before critical and is very, very, very important. Okay. So that's what's going on over here at Inherently You. And I'm so excited. And we're going to have guests, just really amazing guests that, once again, we're not just going to be telling you the latest, this, that, or the other thing. It's how it's the why of it. It's how it's going to affect you individually. It's giving you information in a way where you can take it in and digest it, no pun intended there, in a way that you're like, yeah, that doesn't sound good for me. Or, hey, that sounds like that might really work for me. Just trying to do that, kind of split this difference between all the information that's out there and getting it a little bit more personalized so you can truly be well in here. Hey, once again, if you're looking at me, I'm pointing in here, in your body, in your heart, in your head, in your mind. So thank you so much for joining me. And as always, you can pop over to iTunes and you can rate Inherently You and we can grow this community together. Okay, until next time, I'm signing off. This is Dr. Holly Lucille with Inherently You.